With me today, I have Kathy Herlock and Ruth Marshall from Billericay Town Rotary Club. Kathy is the current president and Ruth is the chief sewer on an amazing project they are running at the moment. They have been making face coverings for charity. So Kathy, can you tell us a little bit about how this project started?
So we started making them way back in May. Our then president, Lynn, she came up with the idea that we could make them for charity. And we put out an advert and we had some very willing sewers, not only from our own club, Billericay Town Rotary, but also the wives of members of Billericay Mayflower Rotary and Billericay Rotary Club. So we had a diverse group of ladies who all took on the mantle of sewing the face masks. It started off fairly small, but over the course of the lockdown, we made more and more and sold them on Facebook and through the email address. And then we had a stall back in June, two stalls back in June, and that sort of got the word out more.
Amazing. So tell us a little bit about how you go about making these face coverings, because I know my mum tried at the beginning of lockdown and she just decided in the end to buy them because it takes a long time. A lot of effort goes into them.
Yes, I think when you do the first few, you can be quite slow. We Googled, or one member of the team Googled face coverings and how to make them. And the Olsen mask came up. And this is a three-layer mask. And the Witch have done a review of homemade masks. And the three-layer masks, although not quite as good as the medical masks, came out quite very good. And so this was why we actually chose the design we chose. It is a little bit more complicated to make, but once you get going with them, it's not difficult. But of course, right at the very beginning, you think, what have I started? But it's fiddly. So you've just got to accept that there's about four different processes you have to go through, and you can't go faster than you can go because of each element has to be done. And there's no shortcuts. And that's the problem.
So when you started, I'm sure it took you a bit longer, but how fast do you reckon you're making face masks now? And how many do you reckon you're making a day?
Well, it depends on who you are. If it was me, it takes about an hour per mask. So probably I'd only make about five in a day. Whereas Ruth, who is our master sewer, would probably make...
My best day was 22.
Wow.
But that was a long session. But I had a target. I was making them for some reason that I needed to finish them the next day.
So one of the things that Ruth's been doing is that she's been visiting some local businesses, and they've taken selections of the face masks from us and sold them on our behalf. And of course, all the profit is for charity. So far, we've given money to St. Luke's Hospice in Basildon, Changing Pathways, Women in Refuge, we've given money to them as well. There's money in the coffers for other projects. And it is very, very much a labour of love, because that's what Rotary is all about. It's about raising money for worthy causes. No, not all it's about, but one of the things it's about. And it's been very hard for Rotary clubs nationally and internationally, because there's no ways of making money like with the Christmas markets that have happened in the past. So this was our way, and I think it's really been very, very successful. I've been told it's one of the most successful fundraising efforts this year.
Absolutely. Well, you said you've already made something like £7,000 from these face coverings?
Yes, we have. Ruth worked out how many that was. It was how many, Ruth?
1,250. So, but my target, you see, it was really interesting because I don't know if you remember, Kathy, right at the very beginning, we actually had some material printed with Rotary logo and Rotary on, sort of thinking it would be a way of advertising Rotary. And so the first 200 were what we called Rotary masks. So they said Rotary all over them. And then we sort of thought people kept asking for sort of non-Rotary masks. And that's when we really started making everything under the sun, and you could actually choose your size, because we can do children's size masks. And I know, although children officially don't have to wear masks in lots of situations, there are places where you do actually have to wear a mask as a for a child over three. And then also we could do large masks and masks for men who have big beards. And so we actually, we expanded our repertoire, if you like. And then you could actually start buying the adjustable ear elastics.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Right at the very beginning, those things didn't exist.
We couldn't even get thread, could we? We started using hair ties to start off with because they were easier to get hold of. But since... as time has gone by, we've been able to get more and more of the things we need. And our latest venture is to make Christmas face coverings. So we've made over 200 of those in the hope that people will join us in the festive spirit and walk around with a Christmas one on. So that's been quite fun. So hopefully they'll all go, because otherwise I'll be wearing mine in March.
Amazing. What are your favourite patterns and designs to make at the moment?
So I have some nice material with Father Christmases on, so you can actually walk around with big Father Christmases and Christmas trees on, and then lots of different Father Christmas ones. But we do actually, a lot of the Christmas face masks, although are Christmas design material, they aren't exclusively Christmas. So if you have one with stars all over, you could actually happily wear that anytime if you wanted to. So although it is a Christmas design material, it's not totally exclusively Christmas.
No.
They sound lovely. Kathy's just modelled one for us there. Looks absolutely beautiful. They look so professional as well. Look amazing. And as you say, you're using a very specific design so that they work really well and might take slightly longer to make, but it's very important that obviously they are protective as well as pretty, which they are gorgeous.
The other thing about this Olsen mask design is there's a pocket. So you can put an extra filter layer in there. And the test of a good face covering is if you breathe out, and if you can't feel your breath on your hand, you know it's actually doing a good job. And these do, especially with the extra filter layer in, they are amazing. Yeah.
That's an excellent idea. Yeah, I was always told that you should try and blow out a candle with it on. And if you can't blow out the candle, then it's working.
Sounds good.
That's a good tip.
And of course, the extra filters are things that we have every day in the kitchen, because the extra filters can be a simple tissue, paper tissue, or a piece of kitchen roll.
Oh, really?
It filters in different ways for different particles. So having different materials is better than having it all made of the same material.
Oh, that's an excellent tip. So that's great, because you can get these masks from you guys and then add to them to make them even stronger. As I understand it, you have a stall coming up this weekend to sell the face coverings and some other bits. When is that? Where can people find you?
Well, we're this Saturday, 28th of November, we are outside Waitrose in Billericay. We've got a Billericay Town gazebo, which you'll see near the entrance. We're there from 9 o'clock until round about 3:30, or until it gets dark. We will be selling them there at £6 each. And we've also got in the sale some little 50ml bottles of sanitizer with a carabiner on them, so you can clip those to your belt. Other items of hand sanitizer as well. One of our members has made some really pretty little bags that you can actually put your face covering and your hand sanitizer in your handbag, all for charity, all proceeds to local charities. So hopefully people will come along and take advantage of it and get themselves a Christmas face covering.
Strongly recommend you head on over to just outside Waitrose on Saturday if you can. If people can't make it on Saturday, where else can they get hold of these lovely face masks and get in touch with you?
So you can message us through Facebook on Billericay Town Rotary on Facebook. Also email at billericaytownrotary@gmail.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me, both of you, today. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.